Zakta Mishnah Baitam Sechta Shvias Perik Dalad Mishnah Ches. Once again, we learn that because the Pasuk says, V'hoysa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla, Perish Shvias Ar La'achla, to eat them, not in any way to hurt them or destroy them. Taking it off the tree before it's ripe, in a way, is being mafsid it. So we have to know each peri, when is it considered ripe, you can take it off the tree. Also, this is only negeya peri, things that grow from the ground, on Shemitah you can't eat at all. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Ha boiser. Boiser means unripe grapes. Mishahevi mayim. Once, shahevi mayim means they bring liquid. It means say they can produce juice. When you squeeze it, juice is going to come out. Oichel by pitei besada. So here we also learn that it comes in two steps. At this point, people out in the field, they'll eat it with their bread, but you wouldn't bring it into your house this way. So that's what Yitaka doing, eating it out in the field. For you, it's ripe. Hivish. So Batanura explains, fully ripe grapes are called be'usha. What does the word be'usha mean? If anything, this word is usually used in a negative way. So the Taisus Yamtiv explains, this is a stage they become ripe, and very quickly, if you don't take it off, it's going to start getting ruined. Be'isha in Aramish means sick. And what's happening over here is the skin of the grape starts becoming like clear, almost transparent. You can see through it. You want to take a look in the Batanur. The Batanur explains, when it reaches this shear, it becomes almost transparent. Haklipa. Klipa means the peel. Nas is shekufa. Atcher chatzanim, the pits, shebefinim on the inside, nirim derech haklipa. You can see through. Because when a person is sick, he's very pale. So at this point, kindness letech beisei. By all means, take it into your house. V'chein ki yoytze by b'shash neishvu achayiv b'maishas. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, anavim that reached the stage of hivishu, that's called oynas maisris. Although it wouldn't be negay during a shmita year because there's no maisris in a shmita year, but during other years where there's a chiyuv trumasi maisris, the chiyuv starts when they reach this point. Actually, we're going to learn a little bit later in Masechtas Maisris that there are two steps when it comes to maisris. At one point, you're allowed a snack from it, but you can't eat a full suda. At another point, you can't even have a snack from it. According to the Rambam, and this is negay to the previous Mishnah and to this Mishnah, just like we're saying in regard to Shemitah, it comes in two steps. The figs, when they reach the level of Yazrichu, you could eat it on the field with your bread. When they reach the level of Bichalu, they grow large, you take it into your house. And with the grapes also, you have the two steps. If you can squeeze juice out of it, then you're allowed to take it if you plan on eating it with your bread on the field. But when it's Hivish, that's when you take it into your house. So that's in regard to Shemitah, that two steps. There are also two steps in regard to Maisris. Figs, at the first step, you can snack from it, but not a full Suda. Once it reaches the second step, you can't even snack from it before you take off Maisris. The same is true for the grapes. Some point out that the Rambam has an extra Vav over here. Ubishar Shnei Shua. Put here in the previous Mishnah. And during other years. So the end, Vav always connects. That means that the whole Mishnah, where the Mishnah describes two steps, it's all negayin, not only to the halachis of Shemitah, but also to the halachis of Maaser. So once again, in regard to the halachis of Shemitah, step one, on the field, step two, in your house. In regard to the halachis of Maaser, step one, you can still snack, but not a more kviyistika kind of eating. Step two, you can't even snack from it until Trumasi Maasers are taken.